New Country Z100. Well, good morning. Hey, it's Kent with you today. Excited about the Cesar homecoming. This year, it is bigger than ever. You know, last year, we had that whole 2020 situation. And so this year, they are making up for it in a big way. We got all kinds of great entertainment. It is all free. You bring your lawn chair. You come on out to the park in Cesar. And we're welcoming back to the stage legendary T. Graham Brown. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kent. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm trying to think what year it was that you were up in Southern Illinois last.
Man, I can't remember. There's been a lot of shows between now and then.
I know. Now, are you going to be bringing up this big iced tea bus when you come?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That thing's lime green. You can see it three states away. We'll have that loaded down. We've got bringing the band. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I went on their Facebook page last night, and I noticed Pam Tillis and Mark Wills are playing there, too. It's going to be a good festival.
Yeah, it really is. And folks are ready for live country music. They're just ready for a live show. And now you've been out and about already. Do you feel like the people that are coming to your shows, that they are overdue for a concert?
Oh, everybody's wanting to get out, man.
Yeah.
We're getting going back. You know, it's been like for everybody, last year was horrible. Mm-hmm. And we're getting slowly back. But we're definitely out there, and we're just so thankful to be able to go out and sing, man. I want to keep my voice in shape. It's hard to keep your voice in shape when you're not singing a lot.
Well, it's going to be awesome. And if folks have never seen a T. Graham Brown song before, you have so many songs that you can do. And you do a little bit of everything, don't you?
I do a little bit of everything. Yeah, man, I'll be doing you know, the hits that people expect to hear, and then we'll throw in a couple of gospel songs and maybe a soul song, and just we mix it up pretty well. It's a fun show, I think. People are always coming up to me and telling me they like what we do and the variety of stuff that we do. So, yeah, we just go out there and keep it fun. You know, the band wants to have fun, and we want the people to be entertained. So we're going to come up there and have a good time, man. The only bad thing is that I'm on this no low carbohydrate diet, and I ain't gonna be able to eat that world famous corn on the cob.
Well, I'll have some for you. How about that?
Well, I can't eat it. It's off my diet. Oh. That's what I'm saying. That's the only bad thing about it. I'm not gonna be able to eat any of that great corn on the cob.
Yeah.
But I got a hungry bunch with me, and I guarantee you they'll do some damage.
Well, we're looking forward to having you up here in Southern Illinois. And you, I mean, you have these hits from the 80s and 90s, and you do gospel and everything like this. I'm trying to think back, the album, is it Forever Changed?
Yes, that was a gospel album a few years ago.
Yes, and singing on there with guys like Jason Crabb. And doing collaborations, that is just, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I think a lot of folks are going to find out some things about T. Graham Brown that maybe they didn't know. I don't know. I saw you one time in concert. Gosh, it's been several years back, and you informed me and the crowd that you sang Make a Run for the Border.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, I used to do and still do a lot of jingles. I've run for the border. I've done Taco Bell and McDonald's and Hardee's and Burger King and KFC and every beer, every soft drink, every car and truck. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I did that for 7 years. So I've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's awesome, and to have a vocalist like yourself and an entertainer. That's the thing that I think folks are going to love at the Cesar homecoming, just besides the fact of being out. The weather looks like it's going to be great this week. So get out to the park in Cesar and come on out Thursday night. It is T. Graham Brown on the stage. And then, of course, Friday, Mark Wills, Saturday, Pam Tillis. And it is just going to be a wonderful time. So T. Graham Brown, we are really looking forward to having you in town, sir.
Oh, thank you, Kent. Man, we're really looking forward to it, too. I know Sheila's been coordinating this show, and Sheila's my wife, and she's been coordinating this show, and everybody's looking forward to getting on the bus and heading that way.
Well, we look forward to seeing that big neon green. And when people drive by the park and see that bus, they know, hey, T. Graham's in town.
Well, you know, that Hillbilly T. Yeah. Bikes wrapped my bus, and there's a picture of me about five stories high on it. So,
man, it's looking good, too. It's looking good, brother.
Well, we're going to wheel into Cesar, no problem.
All right. Well, we look forward there. And, hey, if folks are wanting to catch up with T. Graham Brown, you can do it online at tgrahambrown.com. Of course, they've got the Facebook and all that stuff going as well. Just make sure you're there Thursday night. Now, after the show, let's just say this. You're going to have, like, your merchandise table and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. After the show, I always go down and meet people and sign autographs, and somebody wants to have a picture taken with me. And, you know, hug necks and kiss babies and all that stuff. Yeah. We're a friendly bunch, man. We'll make everybody happy.
Come and check out T. Graham Brown at the Cesar Homecoming. It's Thursday night, and we will see y'all up there with New Country Z100. Hey, thank you, T. Graham.
You're welcome, Kent. Thanks for having me, buddy.